Hello, everybody.
Can you not do that?
And welcome to...
I'm sorry, I was just thrown off by this eject.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Always Professionally Done One Lumper Two Productions podcast. I'm joined again this week by... I mean, really, who else is going to come to do this shit?
Yeah, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There really is no barrel. It's actually more like a flood of a swamp. Whatever I can dredge up from the bottom. That's not a racist comment, Chris.
Get it? Oh, okay.
So,
get it, cause he's...
so I'm joined. I'm joined as per usual by Michael and Chris on this Father's Day Sunday.
Oh, it is Father's Day. Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Chris.
Thanks. I'm not a father, but.
What'd you guys get your dad for?
Not yet,
Day?
Anyway.
Am I a father?
I mean, really, that's hard for me to tell because we've never had sex, so.
That just means that he's not the father of your child.
Who is the father of my child?
You.
No, he's the mother of his child.
I self-impregnated?
Yep.
He's the mother and the father.
I'm fucking Danny DeVito?
After some self-care.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who was
after some self-care.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's face it.
I have an observation to make.
Go ahead.
I've noticed that each week as we do these podcasts, as they're called.
Yeah.
We get closer. Well, not we. I get closer and closer to this door.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for how much you don't want to be here.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because I do remember at one point we were all the way down there.
Yeah, do you know what,
here in your garage.
The garage, what I've been trying to do, and I'm hoping to finish soon, is that all the actual garbage and shit that I want to get rid of from the actual house, now that the weather's warm, will go in here, and slowly, when the garbage trucks come, actually, technically, that's how a garbage truck works. Otherwise, if it stayed, you're fucked.
Imagine how much garbage you'd have.
Who?
Just anyone.
I actually don't have that much garbage. You know what it is? I'll tell you what the garage is doing, because the garage is my fault. Is really a lack of storage. So when you don't have storage for something...
Have you ever parked a car in the front?
Yeah, we did. But the problem is, because we have the main...
ladder?
The main exhaust. Exhaust, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
There's a flue there anyway that takes the cold air upstairs. So what happens is that effectively, if you wanted to park a car in here, which we did at the beginning, then you can have nothing in here because this garage is not very wide.
I could tell.
Yeah.
By the fact that I'm at the door.
It's a garage.
Yeah.
Does this lock automatically?
Yes.
I'm just asking for my safety in case somebody tries to come in, because I'm literally right beside the door today.
Yes, yes. But anyway, so what's new, boys? What did you get your father?
He wanted this.
I'll tell you what I got my father. go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
He wanted this one movie and I couldn't find, so I just got him five other ones.
Hang on. What was one movie you couldn't find?
Some movie that came out in like 2012 with Sylvester Stallone in it. Man, he loves that guy.
And you couldn't find it? It's only 2012.
I went to Best Buy and they didn't
fucking
have it.
Fucking order on Amazon Prime. It comes in like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true. I just downloaded it for him and then.
Did you?
Him. Yeah.
Good boy.
But then I bought him five other movies that I thought he'd like.
You know, it's very hard for us to find a sponsor when we just say.
Did any of them?
Just download it.
Yeah. Did any of them have Stallone in them? Any of those five?
Yeah, one of them did.
What were they? What was the Sylvester Stallone movie?
Yes,
I don't remember because I bought five.
Which is the one that he wanted?
The one that Sylvester Stallone
that he wanted was Bullet to the Head.
Okay.
What the f- I didn't, not even I've heard of that. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I don't know. It had him in it.
Oh,
it
Bullet to the Head. Death. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, the movie is just...
He's like... He
turned it on and then some guy just gets shot in the face and then it's over.
It's a 4 second movie. The credits take like 3 minutes like usual and then it just paff and somebody's gone.
Paff.
Paff. All the guns in my movies are around. No, you know, like one of those fake guns that just like opens up?
That's and it says bang?
Bang, boo. No, mine says puff.
I spell puff.
Yeah, mine's puff.
P-A-W-F? Puff.
No, I spell mine.
P-A-U-F.
P-H.
Puff.
Puff.
No, it's P-H-A-W-F, but yeah. The H is silent.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what about the other five?
Yeah, where were we in the other five?
I didn't really look at the titles. I looked at who was in it and if you would like that person. Like, he likes Jason Statham, so I got a Jason Statham movie.
I think your father's gay. What else?
Anything
with Liam Neeson.
I got him a Liam Neeson movie.
Taken 8?
No.
Taken 8, I gave back 4.
Forgot
them. Yeah.
Why is there a man-made spear there?
Well, that was actually it's made like by a family member of mine.
It's like a tong.
The knife.
They took out the pork part and they
You know what that is? I believe it was actually made by my grandfather by the looks of it.
That's just what happens is... piece of meat on the barbecue.
Yes, yeah, so you have a... My grandfather was a very short man, Michael. He was
a velociraptor.
Short man, short arms. That's how it works. He wasn't a midget, but you know. And then actually, you know, he was short. So this helped him reach.
Reach the meat that he had to cut.
Yeah. So reach the
check the doneness.
The wild boar in the field that he was hunting in.
Yeah, he lived downtown, so more like squirrels.
Skulls.
Why are you touching the motor, Adam? Why are you touching the motor, Michael? Or is that power steering fluid?
Mm-hmm. The latter.
I know the pilot needs some power steering fluid. I don't know where the leak is coming.
Well, pilots usually have to pee every 8 hours or so. That's probably
where only every 8 hours. Yeah. Speaking of pee, I think I have a urinary tract infection. Because I find myself frequently peeing.
You didn't pee after the last self-service, eh?
No, see, this is the thing. This is the thing. Funny enough, I learned it from our pornography in the blooper section. That you need to always pee. Now they do. Now pornography is very like, they have the behind the scenes.
If you watch it all the way through, it's like a rush hour film where at the end, during the credits.
Yeah, at the end, what this is, it's just some guy ejaculating 15 times and all the funny thing happens, like, ah! And it's like, hee! It's all the bad ones. So it's all the bad voiceovers that you hear at the end.
So anyways.
So, what were they talking about?
UTI. Did you get your father for your father's day?
No, we were talking actually about a UTI after.
Yeah, so I what I took from this erotic film was that one should always pee. I make a point of always peeing, so I'm not quite sure where this came from. Not that I have to pee that often, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's because you don't drink enough fluids?
No, because I'm not having enough sex, Chris. You fucking idiot.
Oh, I get it.
Me and the breakfast sausage jar.
I can't find an egg to...
poach. Actually, because I'm white, it's not really even a breakfast. It's like a blanched breakfast sausage.
It's like a poached.
It is. It's a poached breakfast sausage.
It's a bunch of tater tots if you shave off the outside. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's not really all brown and crispy. Like a normal breakfast sausage. Which actually I don't quite like at all.
I really like them, actually.
No, for me, I'm...
Do you like the patties or the sausage?
No. The patties maybe I could deal with better, but that's just really a hamburger. The sausage, I don't know, it's like the size. It's like just too small. It's like, the thing is, when somebody else makes you a sausage, you really don't know what's in it.
It's like mystery meat.
And they're often very, 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 very greasy. And like when I put it in my mouth, it's like smoking a meat cigarette.
My grandmother has always been against chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Because she said this when she was younger, her first job when she came here to Canada was working in a chicken place where they, I guess, packaged and cut chicken.
Yeah, yeah. An abattoir.
Huh?
An abattoir.
Is that what it's called?
Where they kill them and package them.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Anyways, she used to say that
the
parts that the chicken that were no good, she wanted to throw out, and then they told them not to throw them out and keep them chicken nuggets.
See, I don't think that's true, because the insides of a chicken are bloody brown and purple. Chicken nuggets, white meat.
It's not meat, though.
It is. No. You can see the way it breaks. It's a piece of meat.
Have you seen the pink goo?
Here we go. Some fucking little link on the torrent page you used.
It's pink goo.
Yeah. It's pink goo that turns white.
No, pink goo is a small penguin.
Pink goo! Did that fucking penguin speak any English?
No, I think it's French, no?
How did anybody understand what was going on?
You just look at what he's doing.
Yeah.
So why have...
Because it was 1960 and your TV had speakers, so just go ahead.
They're like, fuck it, it's wild. We're in the future.
So what was I gonna say? So yeah, there are, but you know what though, in essence, my one response to anything to your grandmother was saying, in a way, it's very environmentally friendly because you're not wasting anything from the animal.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying I 100% agree with it, but my mother said something very interesting. And my mother, on most things, I don't always agree because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? But, well, she said this, it didn't make sense, is that the older generations that didn't waste anything were actually more environmentally friendly than we are. What I mean by that is, when they killed an animal for eating, there was almost no waste. They ate everything.
What the fuck was that?
I think it was one of the baskets.
One of the chairs.
One of Christopher's father's bread baskets he's taking home.
Yep, no, that's a fact. It's not happening.
So, for example, an uncle of mine who's a tailor, he said that when they killed a pig, the first people to actually come to harvest from the pig. Do you know who they were?
You're laughing because no reason I'm laughing. But actually come. You stopped knowing I would deal because I'm immature.
Do you know who they were? The first people who would arrive. Who would arrive at the pig, do you know?
I arrived quite often.
It was the shoemakers because the pig's hair was so thick and dense and tough, they used it to sew shoes together. So this is the essence of being green, is that everything has a use.
They used to use the pig hair to sew shoes?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
So next time you go buy a pair of shoes.
Ask them if it's used by pig hair.
Put the shoe to here and here.
That's the pig death. That's pig
death. Wow. You guys gonna kiss now?
No.
Later.
I mean, unless you're into it. If you want to do it on air for the
guy there.
Yeah, for the 1.5 people listening to this.
In Zimbabwe?
You know, sometimes I wonder if there's more people in this podcast than listen to it. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, probably.
Mm. That's okay.
It's a potential.
Anyway, back to...
Father's Day?
Yeah.
What did you get your father?
Nothing. As per usual.
Very nice.
I just let my father be his eccentric self for one day a year.
So what does that mean?
So I bought him nothing. But really, what does he want? Like, what am I gonna buy an almost 60-year-old man?
I don't know, like socks?
My father doesn't want 5 movies. He's got Netflix. He can find a movie from 2012.
Actually, my subscription to Netflix just ended, and it was kind of sad.
Look at Michael trying to angle for a free Netflix subscription. They're not listening to this. They heard that you download shit. They fuck... Oh, new sneakers?
Yeah, I got these from Costco.
Really? Are they comfortable?
Yes, they are.
Is Costco the people beside Costco?
Yeah, there's Costco and then the stands.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they light?
They are.
Can I feel?
Sure. It's not tight, so. Here it comes.
Why, does the knot add weight?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, they are nice, actually. How much were they?
My dad bought them for $35.
Fuck, you know. So for you, they were free?
Yeah. My dad was at Costco. He called me, hey!
What size are your feet?
Do you want some shoes? I said, what? So, do you want some shoes? I'm not
sorry, Costco. Is your father Russian?
No, he's like, hey, you want some shoes?
Oh, what sorry, they, is your father Polish? Sandals?
Yeah. What if he bought you sandals?
He said shoes. He knows what a sandal is. He's not dumb.
Jeez, you're so racist.
Gosh.
But what if it was like I don't even know. What if it was a shoe that you didn't like? Would you wear it anyway?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
It's a shoe.
Who's probably?
His probably.
Oh. Capish.
My parabolas?
Probably.
Capish. So Michael, your father had a very interesting Father's Day. Seeing Chris, I mean.
Wow, what are you
seeing as this is the first one he's been retired for.
Eh, technically. I guess. He enjoyed it. He did what he usually does.
Which is?
Bake bread?
No.
Oh.
Read the paper. Then he stared at his
grandma. Yeah, which paper?
Did you read the Portuguese paper?
I don't know, a bunch of them. He collects them during the week. And then he collects them during the week and then reads them all in one day.
Good for him.
And they go, Dad, all the news is old by now.
Yeah.
He's like...
Well,
he's
like,
he's reading it like in his shop. He's going...
And then in the next paper, it talks about what happened the day before, and then he goes, see, I knew. He likes
fucking time travel.
I guess that's why I like to binge watch the, any shows, because.
Yeah.
I guess it's how it's in my blood. My father likes to binge read the news. Yeah.
What do you mean he stares at his garden?
He stares at his garden. At some point, you're not doing.
We're not listening.
Did you say that?
He's like, he reads the paper, then he shares it in his garden.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
At some point, you're not like, there's nothing else to do in the garden.
Mm, it's true.
Like, you've trimmed
although there is always something.
You've trimmed the leaves.
Yeah.
You've watered the plants. You've taken care of anything that's
you know the thing is about gardening, as you know I enjoy, there's a very, very short window
of action
where everything looks nice.
Yeah.
So it's, everything's growing, and then it looks nice for a week or two, and then it's just death. And it just looked shaggy and shitty after.
Shaggy and Scooby-Doo, I know.
Yeah.
Shitty.
But yeah, that's what... And then he went for a bike ride.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he goes on bike rides.
Yeah.
Why is that so exciting
to you?
Yeah, he goes
but on like, where? Does he go to Michael's house?
He rides the neighborhood, and then he goes to Downsview Park. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Remember that time that we went for a walk in Downsview Park? And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here?
No, I don't.
It was after that day we cleaned some carpet somewhere.
I don't remember that.
It was
that
me,
at all.
You, Chris, and I think your brother too. You're like, oh, let's go for a bike ride walk in Downsview up by Little Pondy where there's a big rock.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Maybe you were trying to kill some time?
But what were we doing?
Maybe you were trying to kill someone.
No, that's not
the descriptor of these words.
Kill some time? I don't remember.
I prefer to kill Basil.
She's a bitch.
I have a vague memory of going to Bungie Park with you.
What do you mean a vague memory? Either it's a memory or it's not a memory.
No, it could be a vague memory. Like, there's little parts in there.
There's little parks in there?
Parts.
Like, give me another vague memory. There's another little park, and I'll tell you if I have an actual memory of it.
No, like, I remember we walked through the long, tall grass.
So you fucking remember.
It was, but I don't remember where we got, how we got there.
We walked from your house.
From my house? No, we did not.
Yes, we did.
That doesn't sound
in our uniforms.
That doesn't sound like you.
That's
that doesn't sound like
dumb.
You.
Yeah, but I don't remember why I did it. There must be a reason.
You must have had your ass on fire and needed to shit, and you felt bad about using his. Hold on, you felt bad about using his toilet, so you said I gotta go shit somewhere, and he suggested the park. And then
you know what?
There.
I've arrived now at that age where I don't care now where I shit. I have to shit.
Still do.
No. If I have to go, I would rather go than be uncomfortable. I just feel like my insides are filling with shit, like some kind of shitty reservoir in my stomach.
But sometimes I just like to sit and shit for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, with my iPad, watch a YouTube video.
Yeah.
I used to play my Game Boy all the time when I pooped.
Oh, I miss my Game Boy.
And then if you're like shitting at work, you gotta rush your shit because you gotta get back to work. Then people are like, where did he go?
Sorry, who do you work with? The cast and crew of Fashion Police?
No, he works with the cast and crew of White Chicks.
Oh, where did he go? He's been in there like shitting. Is he vomiting in there?
He's definitely shitting. There's no way he's just peeing.
Anyway.
That's oddly specific, Michael.
Are you surprised they never did a White Girls 2, considering how...
Do you mean White Chicks?
White Chicks 2.
White Girls.
Considering how popular it was?
No.
Especially when films are very popular like that?
Yeah, but then it'd fall into the unnecessary sequels.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
You make that
in case, and for the listeners that have no eyes in the current garage, because that's not possible.
Yeah.
What the action that the...
you make that coin.
That our MC for the evening... just partaken was the action, the universal constant for money, where you take your fingers and rub them together.
This guy.
Also currently, I was explaining what the host of the evening was doing.
Put your hand in there. I'm in a dirty garage full of probably tetanus, rust, and all the other kinds of toxins. Meanwhile, you just put your hand.
Down my pants.
No, not just down your pants. Beneath the underwears. And you're touching shit.
No, I touched nuts. I didn't touch shit.
Okay, so remind me not to give you like a handshake when we leave, because you used your right hand.
Remind me not to give you anything.
You will, though.
See, now I think this friendship is too close. Like, if you think you can just go fucking around, fucking scratching your balls in front of us.
What's wrong with that? You don't scratch your balls in front of your friends?
Sometimes you just gotta scratch your
Mikey.
Nuts. Hey, Mikey!
No, that's not what he did.
But he always does the deep fucking scratches.
I need to scratch my fucking nuts, so I did.
But not for anything, why don't you just, like, procure some proper pube care? Maybe that's where the scratching is coming from.
I had an itch.
No. That was not an itch. That was like you were digging out an ingrown hair there. What's going on?
That was a scratch with a purpose.
that was just, oh, I'm a little bit itchy. That was, oh my god, let me remove...
That was.
Let me excavate some pubic skin.
Pubic skin. Yikes. Boy, oh boy.
It is weird, though, how your penis is always a different color than the rest of your skin.
Back to the little breakfast sizzler.
Oh, God. I don't know how you have breakfast sausages.
They're called sizzlers.
Says by whom?
By the company that sells them. What's that big, really big company?
Microsoft.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Maybe Leaf calls them sizzlers.
Do they?
Yeah. You have to, like, boil them in water first, and then you fry them.
I actually think, frankly, that a lot of sausages taste better if you boil them first. Even the sausages I make, I'm quite fond of boiling them first.
Why?
Because it's not so much boiling, you're poaching the meat. So whenever you poach meat, it's... Poaching is very good because it keeps the meat tender. What it doesn't do...
What is this guy doing?
What it doesn't do...
The conversation...
What it doesn't do... Sorry, we'll come back to Pokemon Red in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll be here sleeping.
What it doesn't do is add any flavor by what's called the Maillard reaction, so the crispiness. you guys ever heard of this?
Sorry, the Maillard reaction?
The Maillard reaction.
Oh, sorry. Do you remember that from chemistry in grade 11?
No, that was food chemistry. You guys didn't take food chemistry.
Did you?
That didn't exist. I was just by myself in the library.
Eating.
Yeah.
Eating.
So the Meyer reaction is any
food in the library.
It's any kind of stuff. Hey, you know the librarian, like, me, I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Eating. Why'd you say eating in such a
so,
way?
Any kind of caramelization does not happen when you poach. So then you have to put it on the, that's why street hot dogs taste so good. Because they're actually boiled. How else do you think they can cook a whole sausage in 30 seconds? I actually quite like me a street hot dog.
No, but they grill it.
Or street sausage, yeah.
But they poach it first, you say.
It's in hot water.
Yeah.
Where you get that flavors from.
I like the snap, or some, the first crunchy.
Oh, but any sausage you have, even the ones I make, if they have, you have to have the snap. The snap is key.
Crucial.
To a good sausage. No, it's key.
Crucial.
Where's your crucial ligament?
Your cruciate ligament, maybe.
No, yeah, I call it my crucial ligament.
It's crucial to my life.
It's my one crucial one. If that goes, fuck, I'm dead.
But you have two crucial ones. Dead. Four,
I'm
technically.
Dead. I'm dead. Where are they?
In your knees.
All four are in one knee.
Two in each.
Oh. So why is it we only have two?
Are they
ligaments?
The Yackle and the Muckle?
The what?
Are we talking about ligaments?
Yeah. Do you see the Angela Merkel?
No, the Ackle and the Muckle.
What's
the
that?
The Ackle and the Muckle.
Where is that?
In your knee. Somewhere. I'm not
what
the,
does it mean, the Ackle
I'm not
and
the
and
guy
Merkel?
Who studied this for
school. Ackle, yeah. I believe, is what he's referring to as
the
ACL.
Ankle?
Oh. The Ackle.
But the MCL is not
the Muckle.
Cruciate.
Oh, it's not cruciate.
It's collateral.
Oh, pardon me.
So, it's collateral damage. So when the cruciate goes,
sometimes.
The collateral damage goes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly. When cruciate goes down, there's collateral damage all the time.
I agree.
I don't think that's why it's called that.
I'm pretty sure that's
collateral
why it's
meaning
that.
Laterally, I suppose.
Is this styrofoam or insulation? I don't want to touch it.
Styrofoam.
Okay.
We're not that stupid. Just keep a bag of open insulation.
I'm just checking, fam.
Yeah, that'd be
real dumb.
That's styrofoam. That's when we did some waterproofing.
I'm gonna hold this for the, until I get bored. Hold
yeah, it. Yeah. Everybody actually should keep their hands where I could fucking see them because.
Don't scratch your nuts, guys.
That's the sound I make when I scratch my nuts.
It's true. It's very weird to have a dangling body part. Now you know how it feels to be a woman. They have two of them.
Mm.
Most of them, anyway. Some women are not that,
The gesture was towards the chesticles.
Yeah.
Chesticles.
Chesticles! No, but I'm saying, like, sometimes you forget because you're wearing underwear all day, so it pushes your trapeze artist one side or the other.
But women wear bras, for the most part.
Yes, but the bras also allow for some sort of movement, from what I can see.
Wait, you don't have movement down there when you wear
not all the time.
Your garments?
Are you wearing briefs or boxers?
No, I have to wear boxers.
Are you wearing...
Oh, so that's why you have the movement. The briefs contain everything.
What? Briefs are loose. No. Boxers are tight.
This guy is a grade A idiot.
So what the fuck am I wearing right now? That's tight.
Briefs.
Those are briefs.
Boxers are baggy.
No. Mine are made by Joe Boxer.
His boxers.
So that's where boxers fucking come from.
I think his boxers are three sizes too small.
Boxers are meant to be fluid.
Free is a better word.
Fluid free.
Fluid
free. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Most underwear are supposed to be meant to be fluid free.
Yeah, especially
if
you
know
get
where,
that dry
do you know where
material.
The, do you know where the idea of do you know where the idea of underwear came from?
No, I have no idea. Please enlighten me.
I forget. It was actually a philosopher who was credited with inventing underwear. But before, what men used to do was that's why your dress shirts are very long. It's a carryover from the
I think where this is
a couple hundred years ago. That you had that extra piece. Essentially, you would tuck it under your trapeze artist,
under your nutsack.
And just to hold like a little pouch, like a little fanny pack for your balls.
Would you keep changing there too?
That's for the pocket in your jeans.
You go to the local market?
That's where you keep that picture of yours. your backup whack-off picture. Just in case all the power goes out, you're in the forest, your phone's not working.
And you're due for self-care.
All the power goes out in the forest.
Hey, when that happens, man, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And you're just there holding a little Polaroid by the moonlight. Whacking off.
That's an image.
Not for me. Not for me.
You illustrated that perfectly. Yep.
Well, that's because I'm a painter with words, guys. If I don't have my words, I have nothing.
I don't think you ever referred to us as guys. I felt really
hey,
weird.
Guys!
I felt really
no,
weird.
I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it like some kind of archetypal movie character.
Archetypal. Mm-hmm.
You just said... Hey boys.
No,
hey
you didn't say boys, you said guys.
What do I usually call you guys?
Lads.
Yeah, lads.
Because you're apparently from
lads.
1400.
What's funny is there's really only 24 months between us, but it feels more like 50 years.
Yeah, does. That's because you're a Benjamin Button of sorts. Have you seen that movie?
No. Explain your analogy first.
Benjamin Button is the old guy who gets progressively younger.
Yeah, but am I getting progressively younger?
I feel like you are. You're getting more hip and with the times.
Why, just because I have Snapchat?
Yeah.
And if I say Snapchat me that pussy, you say...
Which one?
Okay. Acceptable, I guess.
Which one? I'm not overly fond of those close-up...
No, that's not the point of the conversation.
Oh, sure, what are you talking about?
It was a song.
Yeah, but...
Oh, by who?
Yo Gotti?
Oh, Wood Gundy?
Wood Gundy?
What's his first name?
Yo.
No, Gandhi's.
Mahatma. No, that's actually his first name. That's his middle name. Mahat? His first name?
Ma?
Is it actually? Or
no, I'm just fucking with it. He actually has four names. It's
look how close to
Ma
it.
First.
I was this close to Googling.
Go Google it, actually.
Probably have no service, though, so.
No, yeah, I have Wi-Fi in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. Because it's fucking teeth in it for me.
Teeth in it.
Teeth in it for me.
Wow.
I'm also Michael not touching your hat now that he's fucking wiped this hole.
I mean, you put your balls in his.
Yeah, I still wear it.
That was the best day of my life.
I went to the washroom and I was like, this guy must be taking a shit.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was the...
Oh, Jesus.
What is it?
This is hard to read.
Try not to offend anybody. So,
did you know that Mahatma Gandhi's not actually his name, according to this?
What is it? Freddy.
Wait, shut up.
Freddy wears a long robe. That was his name.
Yeah. It was, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, but...
Go.
Mohandas Karamchand.
Actually, one word?
No, those are two separate words.
No, that's why he paused.
And then Gandhi is his last name.
Which, why do they call him Mahatma?
Because of some honorific...
Because
that applied to him
one of them in Hatma
1914
teams, you know?
In South Africa.
Yeah, he's one of them Hatma things, you know?
Why do you have these trees in your
South room? Africa.
Yeah, they applied it to him there.
But it's Indian.
They applied it to him, like sunscreen?
It's a title.
Don't touch these, man. My mother uses these for decoration. I don't want her to touch your balls.
Mahatma is a title.
Is it? I'm actually going to throw these away.
What are they?
They're branches. What do you think they are?
These would be good for some s'mores.
They're from... after you touch your with your sweaty ballsack hands all over them.
My ballsack is...
I actually was never fond of mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Marshmallows? Marshmallows. Were you fond of marshmallows, Chris?
They're fun.
How do you make marshmallows?
I never liked them. It is... It's egg whites and sugar.
Sugar.
I believe it's spun. Something like that. Actually, no. So there's another... No, it's not like that. Don't quote me on that.
Too late. You're quoted. No, I'm putting you in my essay.
It's okay. I can edit it out.
It's too late.
All you can hear is... Don't
quote me.
Don't quote me. Exactly.
Just me right.
It'll just be... Mahatma... Don't quote me. Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
I've been foiled again.
Yep.
If it weren't for you meddling kids, I would have got away with it.
Scratching your balls without anybody knowing.
If it weren't for you meddling kids, yeah.
We're the meddling kids.
I think it's an art. Sometimes you have to scratch your nuts in public, but you have to, like,
do it discreetly. Yeah, that's fact.
Yeah, so sometimes you have to do the very, the wide step.
Yeah, to
The two-step, the dub-step.
You just do a little dance move to curb the BSDL there?
That's actually...
You hope that your
ball... That's actually how the...
They'll swing into your leg and scratch themselves. Yeah.
That's how actually the dab was invented. When you do the dab, you have a testicle swing. Opens you up.
Opposite the direction of the dab.
Centripetal force. Right there.
So if you dab left, your testicles go left, right. Like that.
It's momentum.
They bounce off your thigh.
Yeah, don't want to bounce too hard.
See, that's the thing. When you're not wearing your underwear, you forget the amount of dangleage that can happen.
I'm pretty much always wearing underwear.
Yeah.
No, but let's say you take them off, you walk to the bathroom.
Ah, fall down.
Then you sit down and you're like...
Do you have a bathroom in your room?
Very close room.
Down goes Fraser.
Don't so break like, anything.
So, like, when you sit down on the toilet without wearing underwear, while you're walking there, you realize that your testicles are really still just dangling in the vertical axis, while your body's going backwards.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but I'm walking backwards in the bathroom?
No, while you're sitting, what I mean is this. So right now, if I go sit, my testicles are here.
Right.
But if I was not wearing underwear,
right,
my testicles would be 100% vertical.
Wait, what do you mean, as opposed to what?
As opposed to being tucked away neatly on the side.
I understand. I don't like that
you know what I mean? So if you sit down too quickly without wearing underwear, you can have a ball slappage on the seat.
The risk of sitting...
Believe me, woo!
The risk of sitting on your own nuts when you aren't wearing boxers.
Never happened.
Sometimes even when you are wearing boxers.
No. when you're wearing boxers, it can occur, but if you're not wearing boxers...
That's why I wear the briefiness.
The rate increases.
But why do any underwear have the little flap in the front?
Does anybody use them?
Change.
Huh?
Does anybody use them?
No.
You're gonna have to tell that person to call back later. Yeah. Unless you want to take the call now.
Fuck it. Take the call. Let's see how it goes. Put it on speaker.
Too late.
Oh, you chickened out.
Too late.
Texter, say I'm typing you with ball sweat hands.
Oh, she upset
now. It was a FaceTime. Oh, that would have been a disaster.
Why?
Could ask her about the mandem.
Why? Does she have her testicles out?
Do you know what mandem are?
No.
Can you guess what mandem are?
That Harry Potter.
Okay, group? use the exact context to this fellow.
When? Okay, we're going out to an event.
Don't put that hand away.
Don't put it away.
Don't go waving that testicle hand all over the place.
We're going to an event, and I ask what the dress code is for the mandem.
Okay,
what does that mean?
Go on, take a guess.
For the mandatory dress code? Is it mandatory?
What?
Is that what mandem is short form for?
No. I'll give you two more guesses.
Okay. Is it...
What is the dress code for the mandem? It's like the spelling bee, but not really. It's more of the...
It's more of the
definition bee.
Heron. Have you seen that video? have you seen the heron video?
I don't recall if I did.
Heroin. Hairwink.
Oh, yeah. I think I have seen that one. So, what is the dress code for the mandem? What is mandem in this sentence?
Is mandem the function?
Nope. Down to the last guess.
Is mandem the... Who's going to be there?
Mm.
Or is it like the general vibe of the whole thing? Is that what that is?
The vibe.
No, now you're getting
so colder. So you're warmer with the previous guess.
Okay.
The mandem.
Don. Do you want to explain
actually, read it up on Urban Dictionary.
No, yeah.
Okay, but do you want to give the entire reason for this conversation while we're at it?
Well, yeah, I was supposed to go to an event at my girlfriend's work.
Okay.
And... Some of my friends were coming, so I wanted to know what the dress code was.
Why? Why were they coming?
Because I told them to come.
Why wasn't I coming?
Because you come on your own sometimes too often.
Self-service, man.
I see how it is.
So then I asked what the dress code was for the mandem. And she was lost.
Michael, what's the mandem?
That's literally what she said.
Is that Portuguese?
Is that Portuguese?
So Michael, Chris, what was this function that I wasn't invited to? Because apparently I'm not close enough for an invite for the mandem.
I didn't go.
I didn't even go, actually.
Yeah, none of us, and in an event, nobody went.
It was an event at some club.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
From the Latin, mandemilis, meaning a collection of less than reputable characters. That's what it says.
That was an Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
But what does it mean for you?
Like the homies.
What does it mean for you, young grasshopper?
The homies. Can you not put your...
No, don't.
He touched you with his nut hand.
I'm going to put my testicles all over your pillowcase next time I come see you.
Anyway, so yeah, mandem in this situation is the homies.
New pillowcase.
Mandem is the homies, but the whole story is that his lady friend thought that it was fucking Portuguese.
Can you, have you ever shit in a bag?
How would you... No.
What?
Like a paper bag and then put it on somebody's porch and let it on fire?
No.
I want to do that so bad.
I don't think it would stay on fire for long.
Would the shit catch fire, do you think?
I very much doubt it.
But it's
unless gross. You ate sawdust and and fucking corn niblets.
A lot of fiber.
Okay, a lot of fiber, a lot of sugar to keep that fire going.
I kept scrolling. Another definition is from Mandem. Two gay people riding on a tandem bike. That's not true.
That's very funny.
I've never
funny.
Used that definition of mandem.
That's a very funny, but anyway.
No, but I... What was I talking about before that?
Urban Dictionary is wild.
No. Oh yeah, shit in a bag. That'd be a great prank.
Do you FaceTime often with your girlfriend? I find FaceTiming awkward.
No, I do occasionally.
I just feel like now it's like so before, like texting, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. There's enough ambiguity in how you can read something.
Okay, we'll carry on.
And then when you're on the phone, you're like, okay, I don't know if I'm on the phone because I have to pretend to be interested, but that's okay because I can really still do something else.
Right.
Yeah, but...
And now FaceTime, it's like, oh my God, we're actually going to have a real conversation. I have to look at you.
Now I'm gonna work here and see if I'm on the vibe that might
go. Are you on the mandem?
At this point in his relation with this said female,
yeah,
I think that he doesn't give a shit and he'll be shitting in FaceTime her.
I've never done that before.
But would you? Like if you were shitting...
Most of the time when I'm FaceTiming...
What are you talking about? Shitting on her?
Yeah. Whoa, that's...
What? Yeah, and then he FaceTimes her while he's doing.
While he's ooh,
that's a good. That's what he's doing. Very good. You fucking Egypt.
No, I'm always fascinated by this whole peeing and shitting on each other thing.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about FaceTime. We're talking about FaceTime. Oh,
it's not
God.
So much. Everybody has their own sexual preference, and I'm not really criticizing that. It's that the restraint you need to calm yourself to not only shit, but to shit on somebody else.
That's so gross, man.
Just think about it.
Did you ever do it angrily?
You know what it's like? Do you know what it's like? You know that Olympic...
fucking didn't eat your leftovers. I'm going to fucking shit on you.
Okay, you're going to be a terrible father. Look. You know that Olympic sport, I think it's called the skeet shoot, where you have to ski and you shoot?
And you skeet?
Yeah, you skeet. Exactly, that's what it is. It's actually, that's really what
and
it
you
is.
You have to shoot it.
I'll tell you what, it's so different. You put it in a fucking
air trap?
Yeah, it is.
It's not a fucking
so,
bear trap.
I think it's kind of like that, shitting during sex, is that you're like, then you have to, well, it comes out. And then I wonder, do you wipe or do you leave a little bit of stainage?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Hmm?
What's at the that difference? Point, does it matter?
And smell.
Color and smell.
See, but the shitting is for them, I would imagine. If you wipe, it's for you.
True. But for me, I just can't believe how somebody musters that kind of relaxation. Think about it. Do you think in that heightened state of hormones and adrenaline, you can also say, hang on, just in a second. I'm gonna shit on you now.
I mean, isn't
but it's actually yeah. It, you bring up a good point because when you're being active as I imagine you would be in.
It's very few things I'm active for, but for that I'm a 10 out of 100.
It's rest and digest or fight or flight. You typically never have to take a shit when you're running a race.
But this is exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like the ski shoot because you have to ski down a hill very quick, and you have to calm yourself. Take an accurate shot, and this is the
people
same
probably
thing.
Take, that's why people take beta blockers for that.
For what?
Which is probably illegal in the Olympics.
What?
Beta blockers to calm
to
yourself.
Slow your heart rate.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Mm. Yeah. But that's illegal in the Olympics.
Is it also illegal in sex?
No, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, no, you can't, Bill Cosby. Slow down.
But you can, because you're shitting on somebody, so.
I feel like once you do that, you there's no lines.
Mm. What's no
it's
lines?
Like, you can shit on me, but you can't kiss me on the mouth.
That's why when you think about it, how unhygienic sex is.
Oh, we're doing this again. He wasn't there for the last time.
I was,
so
were you not there? Were you not there?
No, it was just you and I.
It came up again over dinner with friends on Friday night. We were somewhere. And he goes to his girlfriend, actually. Would you really put it up your ass? And she's like, oh no, that's so disgusting. But I'm like, really? He washes his own hands after touching his own penis. You put his penis in your mouth and then kiss him, but that's okay.
Did you tell that to them?
Yeah.
And what was their response?
Very much like Chris's. They just
oh.
laugh.
Oh, stop it. They're
like, I don't put it in my mouth.
And you went.
And I'm like,
you lie.
And you're like, really? I've heard the stories, bitch.
And that was a lie.
But anyway.
Wrong.
What I'm saying is this. Please. Is that for me and sex, whatever floats your boat is fine with me. Just don't expect me to participate.
That's fair.
We were also talking about Michael if he would FaceTime with his girlfriend while shitting, but
most of the time when I'm FaceTiming with anyone, really, I'm...
Who the fuck else
well, you yeah, who the fuck else? You don't do with... He doesn't have an iPhone.
No, but I wouldn't...
And I don't want
to... No, but there have been times when we'll randomly video chat on Snapchat, just because we're both...
Cool. Oh, yeah. But most of the time when I'm FaceTiming, okay, her in particular, I'm still doing other things on my phone, which is kind of defeats the purpose of a FaceTime, but who gives a fuck?
So it's basically a phone call that's costing your data.
No, but I usually do it at home.
Yeah. What do you do at home? The shitting or the data?
No, the FaceTime.
Oh.
The data? That makes no sense.
Although, FaceTime is also, like, my connection is terrible for FaceTime. It always looks like shit. I can't really see.
That's because you're shitting. Stop FaceTiming your shit.
Is that why?
Stop FaceTiming your shit.
Is that why?
I've only probably faced them ever a half dozen times in the entirety of my life. And I find it awkward because you have to hold up the right angle. Then, like, oh, do I look okay on screen?
But it's also very tough
can
to
they
see
it?
If you look
can
okay
they
because
see
you're
not...
seeing yourself in a little
exactly.
Square like this.
Can they tell if I'm wearing pants?
No, they can't. Unless you're showing them your testicles.
It's very... So that's the only way to tell if somebody's wearing pants.
I'm not sure if you're wearing pants. Let me see
those testicles. Yeah, let me see the testicles. Let me see the
Do you mind reaching in there again, Michael, so I can decide
not if only, pants not, not only was that a visual experience of you scratching your testicles, but I could hear.
It was an auditory experience.
It was it's
like
actually scrunchy. Recorded. They're gonna hear.
It's like the scrunching noise.
Yeah, like
that.
It was worse. It was like grating. It was like you were lifting some epidermis.
It's on the, underneath my fingernails.
Oh! Gross!
It's on my knee. So if I get fucking syphilis.
On your knee.
On my knee from this, and I can't play soccer anymore, I'll be very upsetties.
Upsetties.
Very upsetties.
What's your opinion on Cristiano Ronaldo going to Manchester because he's being investigated for tax fraud?
I probably won't go.
He probably, nothing what probably this will is. Happen, right?
The similar thing.
Didn't the same happen to Messi?
If similar thing happened to Lionel Messi.
Oh, he's his first name. I'm smarter than you.
But the thing is this is how they fixed it. They gave him a bigger contract to cover the expense of not paying the taxes.
Nice.
So, I'll be surprised if he lives, but I'll give him this. The Madrid fans are very...
Passionate. Say passionate.
I'm gonna say passionate. The word really I'm looking for is...
Hormonal.
Is
ambidextrous.
Is ambidextrous. So here's the thing, like, he would score, so like, look, he would score like, yeah. They hold a sign with the hands. So like, here's the thing, so like, he would score like, you know, a hat trick and they would boo him. Or he wouldn't score in a game and they would boo him. So like, after you've won three Champions Leagues there, two La Ligas, I think he's like,
La Liga.
Yes, culture,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck? Why doesn't he just pay his fucking taxes? How much money do you think he pays in taxes? Like, should pay like $1 billion?
I don't know. In Spain, like most dollars? Like,
no,
yeah, like $1 billion. Like $1 billion in air quotes.
Good estimate, man.
How much is he making a year?
Quite a lot. If you include like sponsorship and everything, I think it's over 150 mil.
A year?
Yeah.
In euros?
Oh, it's more than that.
In euros or in dollars?
I think it's euros, so what they get.
Shit. It's more than that.
At least $9 billion. No, dollars.
That's ridiculous. Like, if it's more than that, it's ridiculous. Like, that I can understand, because I think
your dad was showing me. I was at your house, and he was reading the paper, and he was showing me how much he makes a day.
Because I think he's on 350,000 euros a week. That's just the salary from the club.
Doing?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. He'll probably get a bigger contract from Real Madrid, or they'll pay the expenses or something like that. But the taxes code in Europe has never been as well imposed as it is in these parties. You know what I would really like? A nice coffee. Can we go for a nice coffee for this, Michael? Through a quick drive-thru? Can we do that?
He makes 32 mil a year.
Yeah, but is that just salary or is that everything? That could be just salary.
And also, what is the...
What's the sponsorship?
What's the dollar value that's in?
Euros.
Yeah. So that's like
convert
55.
That. Convert it quickly.
That's 55 millions.
Yep.
I'll do the conversion. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
That's 56 millions. That's 57 millions.
That's at least $800.
That's at least more than $6.
It's, wow. 47 million.
See, what did I say? 52 million.
Well, you're wrong, because it's 47.
Yeah, but the dollar just dropped a second.
$47 million a year.
Wow. That might be just salary. You're not considering everything. Incluso.
Oh. That means all of it.
Con queso?
No. What does that mean?
With cheese.
Is that how they say cheese?
Queso.
Why did you drop your head and raise your eyebrows?
Doesn't that mean what?
What? No, that means...
Que pasa means what?
Okay. Que?
Queso.
Oh, so it means what so? Like, what so?
Cheese.
Like, what so?
What so? Cheese.
Have you ever had,
No.
What's that cheese sauce called?
Fondue?
No, in the jar.
Whiz.
Cheese whiz. Do you like it?
No.
Me neither.
Okay.
Do you use that for nachos? I feel like you do.
I do sometimes. If I don't have the actual Tostitos brand cheese flavor, salsa con queso! I don't have salsa con queso. I just don't have the actual brand.
It has to be that brand.
I had a different brand. It wasn't the same.
Exactly. That's all you need to have. The Tostitos salsa con queso!
I don't think I've ever had that. What are you talking about?
You haven't lived.
It's a cheese sauce.
I don't...
With like jalapenos in it.
Oh, is that in the little jar?
Yeah.
No, it's in the little
jar. Oh, that has...
It's good.
No, it's not can. It's a jar. It has a twist top lid.
What's your definition for can in a jar?
Can, you have to cut the lid off.
No, not necessarily.
How do you know how I open my jars?
Because it's very hard to cut glass like that, Chris.
You've never seen me
try. It's actually impossible.
You can use that knife.
How dare you, man? What'd you throw at me? My grandfather made that. He's no longer with us, so you're making fun of his knife.
What'd you throw at me?
I threw a little piece of my wood. A little piece of my breakfast sausage.
No.
Your sizzler.
No.
Is that what you tell all the ladies?
No.
No. I'm going to show you my sizzler now.
I say, hey, you're good looking. I'm not. I know we're kind of vibing, but I have a small penis. That's where it ends.
Huh.
At least you're honest and upfront.
Oh, that's like the first thing I ever say to them. They're like... Yeah.
What are they like? You didn't finish.
They're like, what's your name? And I'm like, small penis, so don't worry, just move on. They're like...
Hey, at least they asked you what your name is first.
No, they almost know. Ah, it depends.
Ah. And then you tell them, they're like, what's that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. My name is never meant with, oh, okay, my name is meant with what? And how do you spell that?
Who? Ha. That's okay.
Hoo ha.
How do you feel about people taking your names for orders?
Like, but where though?
Anywhere. Like at a restaurant.
Stop my phone! Ah! In a restaurant, they almost never take your name.
Everything's fine.
Sometimes they do.
Well, I think it's easier when you have a high volume.
Well, sure.
But the thing is, when you have a name like Chris or Michael,
when
like
you have, when you have a low volume, it's harder to shout.
Yeah.
Because shouting, by definition, is high volume. You
know? So, like, at coffee places, they do it because they're making 20 coffees a minute.
There's a lot of noise in there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different coffees. So, it's easy to just say, Alex with a C?
A-L-E-C-S. Yes.
Alex. Or they're like, you know, they're like, Joshua with a Y?
Where does he want to go?
Well, I don't know. Wherever they want.
Where do you want to put it?
Michael with a Z? Patricia with a P? H? With a silent H.
I just feel like, shit, now everybody knows my name in this place.
Oh.
So like, give a fake name.
Yeah, but,
go to the name and check it out.
Yeah, exactly. I give a fake name.
Yeah, but that's because your name is precarious.
Is that a mountain? With many goats? And potential hazards?
It's hard to surmount.
Hmm. What's your opinion on the expansion draft? Are you worried that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to...
I think it's going to be really cool.
Are they really called Golden Knights?
Yeah. That's factual.
Sounds like a brand of condoms.
Well, they're from Vegas, so...
Try Las Vegas.
Golden breakfast sausages.
Or it sounds like it should be like a...
Golden Sizzlers.
Yeah. It sounds like it should be like...
Golden Sizzlers remind me of those fucking...
I haven't seen it in a long time. They used to
what are they called?
They used to give
sparklers.
Sparklers.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're
You know what it should be called? You know what it should be called? Like, it should be like a Disney brand, like Aladdin.
For Vegas?
Yeah, no, condoms. Oh. Aladdin. Golden Knights, like Arabian Nights. Day.
Oh, okay, you know the joke. I thought you were dumb. I thought you were being dumb. In fact, I was being dumb.
If there's one movie I know, it's Aladdin.
I don't understand why, but...
Ask me what happens in Aladdin.
I'm not going to ask you.
I've never seen
Carry Aladdin. On.
There's only What's one carpet opinion? That flies the whole movie. It's ridiculous.
I think it'd be cool. I don't think Toronto has anything to worry about. They might lose. But I did see...
I'm pretty sure you only lose one player from each team.
Yeah.
So then what's the worry?
There isn't any.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like they would have a good squad.
But why? But why an expansion team? Why dilute the
I feel like it's
going to
be so stupid.
Why?
It's going to be 31 teams.
31
That's
teams.
So ugly.
Quebec might get one next year.
No, why didn't they do two in the same year?
Yeah,
fuck off.
Because they didn't have the cashola.
Yeah, well then don't do one at all.
What do you mean they didn't have the cashola? Get somebody who has the cashola.
Apparently it's like
get Ronaldo's got 54 million.
Apparently it's like $1 billion just to...
Yeah, here we go.
Just to put in a...
Yeah, here we go.
An offer or some shit. Oh.
Just to put an offer before you offer me $1 billion. Michael, why is your weenus all red?
Because you keep beating him with your wood.
I'm gonna do that. Let Asia grow. So, Michael, why didn't your shirt say Guelph? What is that word?
Gryphons.
Gryphons?
Gryphon?
You heard me, Gryphons.
Gryphons? Gryphons?
Gryphonzo.
No, not that. Not the Gryphons, I fucking know. What's
Gryphonzo!
What's that word below? Lacrosse? Lacrosse?
Oh!
What's it called?
Gryphons. Oh, wow, it's such a nice tone. Very sweet.
Do it again?
That's the first three notes of Jingle Bells.
Is it? Yeah, it was actually put on a vice.
And then they got to this point and they went, we need a higher, lower pitch. Actually, a higher one. Nope.
A higher, lower pitch.
We need a higher, lower pitch.
It's been a while.
What's that? Oh, look. It's one of those things that either, oh, he's so creative. He's looking for something blue. And then he's like, this is a fucking idiot.
Fuck is he talking?
I don't know.
Fucking idiot.
What are you doing?
Have you
ever it's that thing that if you're poor and crazy, you're a crazy person.
But
if
you're
rich
and
crazy, you're eccentric and it's fun.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Have you ever had a blue steak?
Yeah. No, I prefer a warm center to my meat.
Paul.
Huh?
What?
What did you say?
He just smacked the room and laughing to himself.
What was your question?
Have you ever had a blue steak?
No, I can't say it. I've tried twice.
Say it.
Go one more time. I'm a big boy. I can do it.
Go.
Have you ever had a blue steak?
No, I've had blue balls.
Wow, that was a
kicker. I worked real hard for that one.
That was worth the wait.
It wasn't.
Chris, do you know what a blue steak is? You're gonna take somebody's eye out.
Oh, you broke the wood.
Break it, bro. I'm gonna kill you.
Do it.
You're gonna take somebody's fucking eye out. Seriously.
You're wearing glasses. You're fine. You're really gonna take somebody's eye out. You're there putting your fingers in transmission fluid, and you're worried about me with my eyes.
And scratching your nuts with the same hand.
Have you ever?
No, I've never had blue steak, and that's when you slap the steak on the grill and then feed it to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You serve it with the grill.
You serve it with the.
Does that hurt?
Yes, it does.
Bring this to your girlfriend. See if she wants to put on FaceTime.
Bring this to what? Wait, what? Bring this to your girlfriend.
Yes, it does.
You know what they call this? What, you know what this is called? Technically? Well done. Slaps to you because he got it right.
I've got my ass beast before. I know what these things are.
What's it called in? Why are your hands moist?
They're not.
Feel that.
No, thank you.
Feel that.
No.
They're not. It's moisty.
Moisty.
It's moist and cold. What's on your clammy? Are you dying? What's on your clammy hands?
My hands are not clammy.
Feel, Chris.
I'm not gonna touch your wife.
Don't fucking touch my knee again. I'm gonna poke her out on purpose. I'm gonna gouge it. I'm gonna shank it out.
Gouge it.
You know what? Whenever I hear the word gouge, what I think of?
No.
Lizards.
Me neither.
So not lizards.
I'm gonna start thinking of lizards.
Now every time I hear the word gouge, I'm gonna think of lizards. One day I'm gonna be somewhere quiet, like in church. You're gonna hear gouge lizards. Somebody's gonna say, "Give me that lizard." I'm gonna gouge somebody's eye out.
It's his new. It's his. Yeah. You know, like in that movie. What's that movie? Salt. Remember when they're
all
with a sleeper agent?
Angelina.
Yeah.
Well, what was she though?
She was a sleeper agent.
She was sleep labs.
Yeah.
But it was very. Was she? So she was.
Spoilers if you haven't seen Salt.
Yeah. So she was put. She was essentially planted into the American CIA from the Russians, but then she was actually an American agent.
I think that's what happened.
It was so fucking confusing.
Okay, but if you just explain it, then I think you know.
No, but
it's confusing. Have you seen the movie?
No.
She was raised by this organization that infiltrates youth or raises youth. Raises youth to become spies that they then plant in the American CIA. Okay, but at the end of the movie, as Chris already said, spoiler alert, she ends up like killing and fucking up the Russian plan.
Yeah, because one of those guys that was in the CIA was also, right?
Yes, was also a Russian agent who was planted in this Canadian or American CIA. Yeah.
We don't have a CIA.
I mean,
no, our CIA is.
We just have friendly people.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference between CIA and FBI?
Letters.
Fuck! Damn it! Leave me to it! Put one on the board for you.
Central Intelligence Agency and
the Federal
Bureau of
Intelligence
Investigation.
Oh. Irritants and
potatoes?
Yes.
So what do we have? Just fucking some police on horses?
Yeah.
No, we actually have, it's actually a big lady who makes maple syrup most of the year.
The mounted police.
Yeah.
Like, you get mounted.
I'm sorry if any mounted police are listening. You guys do fine work. Don't listen to this racist, homophobic, race baiting.
Race baiting?
Wow. Yeah. Now you're using all the keywords.
Yeah, all the keywords. Hang on. You use your hand to scratch your balls. you use your hands to scratch your balls, but you use your shoulder.
I can't use my shoulder to scratch my nuts.
To scratch your feet.
Imagine.
So you're saying in an ideal world, you would scratch your nuts with your shoulder.
That's right, because there's more bones in there.
That's funny. You go through all that effort to scratch your face with your shoulder. See, even he won't put his nut hand to his face.
I'm not gonna give that statement the time of day. So what's your opinions on the NBA finals? Cause that's finally done there.
It took longer than I didn't know it would take.
What I don't understand is,
this enough.
Just back up. It's enough out of you. My turn to speak.
Gaffer, it's enough now?
Really?
Is it enough now?
Is it really enough?
Go ahead, Michael, go ahead.
What I don't understand
But you know what the funny thing is? I'll tell you this. I'm so sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Are you even aware of your stupidity?
No.
What I don't understand that's what is makes me so funny. The NHL season starts before the NBA season.
I think we do this every time.
The NBA season, therefore, starts after.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah, that was a superfluous sentence. No, thanks for wasting everybody's 10 seconds.
This is one of the, what is it called?
They both end superfluous. At the same time.
Fuck, I'm trying to use discrete math, but I don't know. Where.
Like, within a couple weeks of each other.
So not the same time.
Longer than the time difference between which they start.
Or when shorter. When does basketball start, Chris?
I mean...
In November.
No. Maybe. So does hockey. Starts in October.
Preseason starts in September. No, regular season is first game.
Look, you can't move the goalposts like that. When does the season start?
We're not doing preseason. We're doing regular season.
When does the season start? We're talking about the season, not preseason.
Shut up, both of you. The October. NHL regular season began on Wednesday, October 12th.
Okay.
Now we go to NBA. NBA?
Wait, why would preseason have anything to do with
it? It's like October 30 something.
The regular
No, it's not.
31 or 30.
31 or 32.
Start. No, you fucker. I want to start.
Yeah, it's October 64th.
October 27th.
So...
It's 2 weeks.
Not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So it's literally 2 weeks difference.
So essentially, they finish within the same time gap. 2 weeks apart.
And this whole time, you've been confused.
And then Michael wonders why we make fun of him on this show. Why?
Is it really?
Chris, is it? I don't know if you know this, but like, Chris is literally in rocket science. Like, math is this thing.
He's literally in a rocket.
All the time. That's the sound of the rocket.
Is that the noise inside or outside?
Pew!
What was the gun noise that you made?
Puff! That's all my guns go off.
The only one that you could remember was him.
Yeah.
Well, it's my sound.
Puff.
That's me. That's what sound an arrow makes. Blast. That's what sound a sword makes. No, it makes... It's always flying through the air, so it's always a joy.
It's your sound, so yeah, you can make it sound whatever you want.
What sound does your gun make? If you had to make a gun, what sound would it make?
Bang. No.
No. So vanilla.
Puff.
I don't know if you heard, but mine would go puff.
Puff.
Mine would go puff.
Yeah. If I had like a machine, go puff, puff, puff.
That sounds like an engine.
A gun is actually, it's the same principle as an engine.
Okay.
Because you have...
Okay. Oh, okay.
Michael, this is supposed to be an educational program. You're teaching people
okay.
about proper, oh, about, okay. about how to prevent UTIs, about that guns and engines are related.
Those are the only two things we've ever taught.
That's it.
Oh, so that's what we were... We didn't ask if you wanted to come on a fishing trip.
What?
Well, okay, go.
Me and Chris are going on a fishing trip.
Shut up. What did you do recently, friend?
Oh, I went fishing. I told you.
Wow.
I told you that. I guess I didn't tell the listeners.
This guy's nose is nut on. This guy's nose is nut on. It's gross.
You know what's funny is...
Don't ask him what
kiss I'm not sure if you put that finger up your nose whether I would think it was any gross or not. Any more gross than what you did.
Should I?
Go on, let's see.
What's cleaner, in the inside of your nose or your balls?
To be honest.
Whose balls? Like, mine specifically?
To be honest.
Yours.
When I go to the bathroom, I'm like, why am I washing my hands? My balls are clean. If anything, my balls are actually the most clean place.
Yeah, I go to work.
Because they're in contact with almost nothing.
Yeah, and I also go to work.
Not even another human being.
This is me scrubbing.
I take like a steel wool.
You scrub your knife with steel wool?
I use, what's the...
That's fucking abrasive.
What's the hardest grout of sandpaper?
Like 40.
I use 40.
Not even.
44?
One. One grit is like one big rock. It's one big rock.
So what's a piece of paper? What does it call if it's finer?
So, sandpaper gets finer the higher the grit.
See, this is how
So 40 would be like super fine.
No, 40 is very coarse. Super fine is like...
100.
No. Super... This is considered coarse, this belt I have on here, and this is 180.
Oh, shit.
That's very and that's but that's well used so it's much more fine enough.
I'd use that on.
But you know, actually, here, see where are they here?
See how we are educational at times.
This here, this is an 80 grit, so this is very coarse. Feel that.
So the lower the number, the higher the coarsity.
Coarsity. He tried, okay? Yeah, he worked very hard.
Coarsity.
They're, yes. Oh my, this is
coarseness.
Like, yeah, this would definitely scrape off my nose.
Yeah.
Do you like, coarse salt?
It depends what I'm making.
Do you like corsets?
Three of them I want. I wear three, so I look fat regardless.
Do you do sets when working your core?
I'm gonna leave that as a negative.
Quickly, give more ways to continue these two word combinations.
Fuck it.
Oh man.
So yeah, the higher the number, the finer the grit.
And what do you want?
So the lower the number,
the more abrasive.
And when, what is more used when? What is the application of?
So the higher the grit is for what they call rapid stock removal.
What does that even mean?
Well, he's gonna tell
us
now,
let's say, sanding is used for different purposes, whether you do, woodworking or, metal work.
Okay.
So metal work, what they consider coarse, woodworkers would not consider as coarse.
Fair.
So wood is coarser for working with wood?
Yes. So let's say you have, so oftentimes, let's say you don't have a planer. Some people, they use a sander with a hard platen, which is the hard piece on the back.
Right.
To make a flat side if you're joining wood in the place of a planer.
I see.
Okay, do you follow me so far? Well, let's say you have a curve that you want to make
a
you want to make a curve. Let's say on a piece of wood, you want to, let's say for this piece here of wood, you want to round this off here. Okay. So one would cut it on a bandsaw. You listening? My wood to your face. You would cut it off on a bandsaw, not at the line, but close to the line. And then on a tool like this, even though this I use for metal, you would bring the wood to the line.
I see.
Do you follow what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
Quite. Quite.
This so then when would you use more stuck fine? In that beer? What is more fine?
So more fine,
surprisingly, no, it just like comes right off.
Yeah. It's funny, it comes right off. Well done. So, what I use this belt for is generally the sharpening of metal tools.
Like the knife up there.
So like the knife.
So finer is for sharpening things?
No, so the reason you move up the grits when it comes to sharpening things is because essentially you are removing the striations, basically the grooves left from the more abrasive belt off. Essentially what that gives you is a smoother blade, so it increases the cutting ability.
I see.
And it also, to get very general on something very specific, it allows you to increase the likelihood of creating what's called the wire edge on a two-faced cutting implement. So essentially when you're sharpening a knife, let's say, you are removing metal from both sides.
Correct.
So what is created on the edge of the blade is a thin wire edge of metal that's come from both sides of the blade.
I see.
So, the finer the grit, the higher the likelihood.
Like a fucking sound clip from Street Fighter 2.
The higher the likelihood
you will retain Cannon.
That wire edge. And then, to remove that wire edge, you do what's called stropping. Stropping is a leather belt with some kind of abrasive compound on there. That gets rid of the wire edge and gives you a very, very sharp edge.
Strop these nuts on your face. Stropping.
So, in summary, what you're saying is if I want to get a good scrub on my nuts, I should use coarser.
I would recommend 120 grit, maybe 180. And
would I get a nice shine on
them? I would go in a circular motion.
Like this?
Well, let's face it, you'll never have hair again.
But isn't that better?
Yeah, personally, I would laser it all off.
Would you?
Between my waist?
See, but here, that's the thing. I don't want to laser that close to my, woohooey.
You see, here's the thing. I've had a long-standing dream of wanting to, wax my crack holes.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I've had a long
If you have no hair on your asshole, you will not be able to fart silently.
Also, your shit won't be able to, you know, sometimes when you poop and you can't, it slips out too quickly. Your hair is helping you out.
Frankly, I'm never in a position where it comes out too quickly.
You'll never be able to fart silently though. Why do you want to shave your fucking ass hairs? That's fucking weird.
Just to make it cleaner.
His crack holes.
Just to make it cleaner.
And that way when he gets the coke.
In a more workable space.
What are you working down there?
Some
planting crops.
That's what you think. That's what you have to think.
Just planting crops.
You didn't show us all the tomatoes.
I'm planting crappios. Planting some crappos.
He plays craps down there.
Yep.
And it's hard to get the biscuits.
You should just bleach your asshole then.
Well, it's never.
Then you can be part of a Kanye track.
It's never going to be seen that much.
So then, why are you worried about it?
Because just to allow us a smoother passage for toilet paper.
Yeah, sometimes you get clumps. Eh?
It's true. Sometimes you get clumps, and you wonder like if my asshole is like a museum for toilet paper. Like I wonder if somebody goes in and goes, "Oh, that's from 1997."
Wow, you've had hair for quite some time.
I was a very mature boy.
You're at least 84 at that time. Right?
I was a very mature boy. Well, when did toilet paper come out? 1947.
What were they using before that?
Aves? They say, according to the French, that a goose whose feathers are well downed is the best for wiping your ass.
Come on, so they would just grab a live goose and just honk it.
I would think, frankly, you would use a dead goose.
No, but then the live goose can clean itself up so you can use it again.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to get a goose in general? Not trying to get one to stay still while you use its neck.
My dad had a goose, actually, that he carried in his car.
And he left it in the garage!
Why?
You never heard about this story?
I vaguely remember this.
So one day there was a stray goose on our block.
Don't you hate when people adopt animals and they can't get...
So my dad, being my dad, lured it into the garage with bread.
He did? Okay.
And he closed the garage on this goose. So now there's a goose.
There's a goose. Is that like a half goose, half rooster?
There's a goose in my garage. So he calls me. He goes, "Mike, go open the garage." So I open the garage and I see this fucking goose just sitting there.
Okay.
He's like, "I think it's sick. It's all by itself." I was like, "Okay, what do you want fucking me to do?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Can you help me put it in the car? I want to take it to the park and let it go." And I was like, "Fuck no, I'm not gonna." Those things will bite your fucking finger off.
Yeah, but if it's a small one, it's fine.
It was a full-grown goose.
A full Canadian goose?
It was a Canadian goose.
It's the one on the loony.
What the fuck is wrong with your dad?
So he picked it up and put it in his car.
Was it like flapping all over the place?
No, it was so calm.
It's chilled.
It was so calm.
Probably because he gave him bread.
I think it was actually genuinely sick. But then he just took it to the park and let it go.
So really he didn't help it so much as just bring it quicker to its death.
No, he gave it bread.
Well, he gave it bread and he gave it some water.
Yeah, so now you fattened it up for the raccoon that's going to go after the goose that's not flying away anywhere.
I think a goose over a raccoon in a fight, though.
When was the last time you were tickled? I was thinking about it the other day.
The other day by my brother.
I have not been tickled in
a actually, time. The other day
by you my want, brother. You want a good tickle?
No, I'm just saying I haven't been tickled in a long time.
You think about some strange things.
Mm-hmm. Tickling is very weird because it makes you laugh, but you really want it to stop.
Yeah.
Which, name me another thing that's enjoyable that you want to stop. That time I shit on her chest? Or you shit on my chest?
No. I feel like that would not be very enjoyable.
I would, if that was about to happen, I don't even know what I would do.
Punch like, right in the... Right
I would probably break a door running through, like I wouldn't even open the door off as I'd run.
You just have shit on you.
Yeah, just.
Would you let it happen or would you like dodge
no,
it?
No, I would not let it happen.
Would you dodge it?
While I was coming out, I'd be like...
What if you had no choice?
What do you mean? Well, if I had no choice, then it really doesn't matter what I'm thinking, does it?
See, that's the thing about, what if you had no choice, man? Well, then I'm gonna do it if I have no choice, like...
What if you had no choice and someone's gonna kill you? Well, I guess I'm dead. Fucking Egypt.
That question has always made no sense to me. Like when my brother is picky sometimes. He's picky. He's a picky eater, more than I am. And my dad sometimes goes, "What if you're on an island and you have no choice but to eat this?" And I'm just like,
why did your dad want to go to an island? He's just thinking of home. He's just thinking of Portugal.
But I'm like, well, you have no choice. What do you mean? You're going to eat it. You have no choice. Like,
but my I sister, do have a choice. But the problem is I have a choice.
Exactly.
My sister has this slight phobia about ketchup. She doesn't like ketchup on her food.
Really?
She doesn't like... So anyway, but she likes barbecue sauce. But ketchup is the main ingredient in barbecue sauce.
Shut the fuck up.
Close your mouth.
My mouth hurts.
Excuse me.
Lockjaw.
Yeah, that one was too big last time.
Sometimes it's worse when they're too small.
Is that what?
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Is that what your feedback is?
Sorry, what are you talking about?
That's what your feedback is.
It's twice right. You need to send me a text. Send me a text. Say 46 and 108.
Wait, you remember the other one?
You're really I've been thinking about it since it happened.
You're so stupid.
Yeah.
You know how hard I work. it sounds like I'm like my dad lecturing now.
Yeah.
You know how hard I work to give you this chance.
You don't know how much. Your father's French.
I was about to say, my father is French.
Did you send them both? Both timey-wimeys?
Yeah. Well done.
What if I was in a monstie situation?
A what?
Monstie.
A monstie situation.
What if you had ragu?
What does that mean? Ragu, Sometimes my mom doesn't want to make sauce, she just uses ragu for the veal. It doesn't taste very good.
Okay.
What's your opinion on ragu?
What do you mean ragu?
The sauce, ragu.
The brand or the type of sauce?
The brand.
I've never
What
had
is it. A ragu? It's just like a core
ragu is,
sauce.
Ragu
like
is actually a... what is the correct Italian name for what we would call
sugo.
But not just a sugo you would have during the week. Like a sugo with... A sugo with meat,
but I feel
and
like sugo
bones.
Is finer than a ragu, almost.
Well, but the ragu they make in a restaurant is our Eastern perception of a ragu. What Italians actually call ragu is not the same thing.
Okay.
So what we call a sauce, like with meat and meatballs and meat and stuff like that.
So meat sauce and meat and meatballs.
Michael, just go choke on a cock and die.
So I should look for a small one then.
Yeah, because it's almost easier to get down to your throat clit and kill you.
Throat clit?
Throat clit. You call the uvula throat clit.
No, I couldn't think of it.
You took a formal picture, did they make you do a weird pose? Why do all formal pictures like
yeah.
pictures and stuff make you do weird poses?
Because I think they're like, you're paying me $150 for this otherwise normal picture
right.
of you in a gown that 180 million people have worn before you.
You're making good points here. Very yeah. good point.
So they want something so that you can have that sets you apart.
Yep.
So they make me sit like this.
like a waiting swan.
When you think back, like a waiting swan in Michael's garage, you're just the goose.
Who's the goose?
My dad was attacked by a goose. Have you heard that story?
No.
He was riding his bike. So he came home one day.
Man, goose are terrible.
Yeah, geese are.
Geese.
No, goose.
Goose.
No, it's actually called goose eye. Plural for geese.
See how hard that flopped?
Talking about my penis again.
That fucking little sizzler, eh?
A little hot tamale. Where my seed gets
why
spicy.
Why was the whale named
Christmas light?
Why was the whale named
It's true. Except mine is blue.
It doesn't light up.
No, mine is blue. It's one of those weird lights that doesn't go like on off on off. Mine is like on off on off. Weird. It's one of those weird lights.
Change the bulb.
Mm, yeah.
Why was the whale called Moby Dick?
Oh, that's a good question. This one I don't have the answer for. Okay. Ask me about grits again. Grits, I'm all over.
Like, potatoes? Grits?
I've never actually had that kind of grits.
Me neither.
Actually, no. Do you know what those grits are? Those are not potatoes.
They're...
It's polenta. It's the same thing.
The other day when we touch you in
yeah,
with
right.
grinding tools... Like this, when we make a point.
What?
What is this string on here for? I feel like it's very precarious
because
you
hang it up.
But there was already a thing for it to hang.
No, this is for when you're playing with your cat.
Meow.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to say cock.
Have you ever heard the...
Why would I say cock when I'm playing with a cat?
Yeah. It's actually pussy, if anything. What's wrong with
that? Meow.
You need your cock to play with a cat.
excuse me. Say that to the two cocks playing with each other.
Jeez Louise. Oh boy!
Poor Louise. She's always.
Who the fuck's Louise?
I don't know. But people geez all the time.
People, a lot of people with geez all the time. That's actually how we got here.
What?
Geez.
On
Louise.
That one flew right over my head, boys.
That one didn't flop so hard. Chris, I don't understand. When we're not recording, Chris laughs out loud. When we're recording, he laughs 100% silently.
I think it's me.
Just like that.
He's choking on a dick.
How are you so...
No, but quiet, not silently.
A little Christmas
like that. Do you have sex silently? Like...
Was good, Michael.
That was funny.
Well done.
Oh, anyway.
Well done.
Anyway, shall we call it on the funny parts?
So we can just be serious for the rest of it.
Yeah. Fuck
it. So here we go. Heavy topics.
Childhood obesity.
Mm.
That's a very heavy topic.
I feel like
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't even say
that. That was good.
That's good.
A lot of children are pretty heavy, though.
You know what?
Well, like, okay, here.
It's the food.
No,
I mean, I would know better than anybody.
But as you grow, you become heavier. Like, for example, yesterday...
Yeah, but you can also become thinner.
Yeah.
You could be increasing in weight, but still have a thinness.
Yeah, but yesterday there was an event at my home.
Yeah.
A family-related one.
With just fat people?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you have to be just fat to
write. Thanks for the invite.
Invite.
You've lost some weight, so that's why you weren't invited.
Thank you.
But there's this... I have a cousin.
Yeah.
They're all cousins.
Okay.
They're not actually cousins, but they're cousins from the same.
Okay, so now you've... Again, it's a perfect statement, but just keep going.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So one of my cousins, she's now 7.
So okay. Wait, your cousin?
Yeah, fuck it.
Your friendly cousin?
Yeah.
Your...
How old is she?
7.
Not 8.
No.
Okay. Because that's how you're...
Not 6 either. Not 6 either, as my mom said. You're 6 now, and she got very upset.
Oh, your mother, you mean?
7.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
What she said.
So your cousin, in quotation marks...
is now very fucking heavy. Like, I was like...
I hope none of your family ever listens to this.
No, but like, she's...
Oh, you mean like just in general?
No, like, no, not, she's not fat.
Like big bones?
She's not fat at all. You saw the child, she's small.
What are you doing? Why am I never invited to any of these things?
Cause, it's awkward if we invite you. There are too many Filipinos. Oh. You'd have no conversations. You'd just be like, ha ha ha!
I know, it's true, I love, the Filipino accent just...
At one point, the entire...
You know what, I would just be there smiling at this. Like, just enjoying her, like, I have no idea.
It'd be weird. It'd be too weird. But yeah, no, yeah.
Yes!
The child is much heavier now. You're very good.
But this week is not a good week
for
me.
Very good. But the child is much heavier, is the point. But the child doesn't, like, she doesn't look visually much larger.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the hell happened? You're very heavy.
Yeah, like you see, I've lost some weight, but don't know if for me to look like drastically thinner, I would have to lose 60 pounds. Because I don't think you would notice up until I lost 40.
And I don't think that's healthy for you at that point.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what to weigh.
According to my doctor, I should be 180.
That's reasonable because we're about the same height.
Yeah, but the gulf in my weight and your weight is...
The gulf in...
Is basically as large 7-year-old.
So you're saying if we remove that small child...
Yeah, yeah. If I remove the small child in me who never grew up.
That's deep. That cuts deep. But, did you get
some new shooter pants, Michael? A great pair now?
I had these actually might be my brother's that I just decided to wear.
Oh, but your brother's a proper shooter. He drives standard.
Proper. He doesn't.
He wants to.
Tell him I'll teach him.
When you have family functions,
yeah.
do you find that they usually end up separated into various cliques throughout the house?
Yes.
Well, not throughout the house. We always stay mostly on one floor. I'm not sure what you guys are doing on other floors. But anyway,
Same with me.
Does it happen? Like, at one point...
Yeah, but everybody kind of gets divided, but we're more or less on the same floor.
But that, like, when you have... Because you have two sides. You have your mom's side and your dad's side. So people on your dad's side don't necessarily know the people on your mom's side.
No, with us, we're pretty friendly on both sides. I think it depends on people they don't see. So let's say when my grandparents are around, my grandparents will stick
together.
What's
your definition of friendly? Like, hi, how are you? Or, like, you have an actual conversation?
No, an actual conversation.
Oh, okay.
Friendly is just being, like, hi, how are you, is just being civil. It's not being friendly.
Ah, that's a good definition for it.
But that was also your uncle's birthday, so.
Yeah, exactly. So
how old was he?
45.
He's a young guy.
Yeah, he is.
My father's turning 60 next year.
That's fine. But oh yeah, so.
You get him 5 movies?
6 movies.
One for every decade?
Nah, maybe 2 for every decade.
So 12?
No, I'm gonna get him 1 for the first decade, none for the second, 3 for the third. None for the fourth, and 7 for the last one.
And then I'm going to take away 4.
Look at him go. Look at this excavation at Jurassic Park styles.
But see, that one's not so bad.
It's going deep.
But
that one's bad, but after what I just saw...
But I do this all the time.
And this one's not as audible. I physically heard his nails grating against his pubes. Because once you hear that sound, you don't forget it.
Would you prefer I laugh like that instead of my silent laugh?
No, that's the noise you make when somebody else touches your balls. You go,
That's not the noise he made. Noise. That's not the noise he made.
It's not the noise. Anyway, boys, shall we?
Nay.
What the fuck? Is that the noise you make? You become a German soldier? Nein! Anyway, boys. For me, Mr. Lumpy, it's a good night.
Oh, is that who you are?
Yeah.
For me.
I'm like, ooh. Well done. This podcast will officially be 2 minutes shorter. Are you going to say goodnight, Michael? Yeah, fuck him.
Pull it, pull it, pull.
And then he said, as you bit it,
bit it. Yeah, I know what comes next.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Where are you?
He's a Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, what is that? Do get,
Tim Bernardo, Nima.